All this week, we're talking about retirement. Yesterday, we heard from two professors, one of them, John Leitner, the director of Michigan Retirement Research Center at the University of Michigan. He told us people need to be responsible for themselves when it comes to retirement.
It's a laissez-faire economy where we have to rely on individual people to act in their best interests, but we have to have education so that they know what those interests are. It is difficult to think way ahead when you're young.
For those in their 20s and 30s, retirement can seem very far away. And when you're just starting your career, it can be hard to decide how to save and how much to save for that distant future. Well, joining us now from Nashville is Jeannie Fisher, a certified financial planner for Argie Financial Group in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Jeannie, welcome.
Thank you.
And one of her clients is also with us, Diane Fedor, who's 28 years old and a recruiter at a large dental support organization. She lives in Nashville. Diane, welcome to you as well.
Thank you so much.
And Jeannie, I want to start with you. How would you rate the retirement system in America right now? You get to be right there on the front row talking to people who are dealing with this issue. What do you think?
Well, fortunately for us, we're dealing with people who are engaged in their own retirement and working towards a plan. But as far as the general public, I think the latest statistic I heard is 2 out of 3 baby boomers are not prepared for retirement or certainly not ready to maintain the living standard that they have currently. So overall, the picture, the retirement picture in America is actually very poor.
Diane, let me go to you. How much do you have saved at this point?
I know right now I contribute to my Roth IRA. My company doesn't match a 401k, so we've decided that it's better for me to put aside money on my own into a Roth as much as I can get in there. And then we also have an ESOP program with my company, and so does my husband. So we are really focused on our 401k and our ESOPs. But with that, we have savings set aside. But it is challenging to think about retirement that's 40 years away when we're trying to pay for a house and a car and, you know, eventually have children of our own. So that feels so much more the here and now than our retirement that feels very far away.
When did you start saving for retirement? You're 28 now.
I am 21 when we could open
21.
Our 401k and Roth. Yeah, I'm very lucky. I have parents who are a little bit older and have really taught us to save pretty quickly. So that's always been very important to me. I want my retirement to be on my terms, not on the government's terms. So I started saving quite quickly when I got out of school.
What was the challenge for you in deciding to put stuff away for later or think more about the long term than the short term?
Yeah, I think it's still a challenge right now. I mean, we get to see my parents retire. They're in Florida on an RV right now. So we get to watch their lives while we are working very hard here in Nashville. But knowing that there has to be a balance, knowing that we want to be able to retire, but also living our lives right now. That's really important. Nashville is booming. And so to be able to be a part of that growth is pretty exciting. So it really is a balance of, you know, making sure that our retirement is looking good, but also living the life that we currently get to have.
So you think that when you retire, you will be able to do so without downgrading your standard of living at all?
I guess it would depend on what that standard of living at that time looks like for us. I know at, you know, 60 is going to look a lot different than at 28. So we hope to be able to help our children with college as my family was able to. And, you know, I think hopefully be able to travel and live the life that we imagine we want to have at 60 or 70.
As you're thinking about the future, a lot of people like you also have to think about the past. And that past means student loan debt. Do you have any?
We as a family have student loan debt. And that's very much on the forefront of our mind is paying off our car and paying off our student debt to get some of that into, you know, hopefully our 401k or, you know, investments here and now.
Well, Jeannie, what do you tell people about balancing student loan debt payments with saving for retirement? If they've got student loan debt, should they wait until they're done paying that off before they start saving?
This is actually a conversation that we have quite a bit, and there's many variables that come into play. We consider the interest rate on the student debt. We consider the income of the family and whether or not they are still allowed to get the student loan interest deduction based on their income. And we also consider expected return in the retirement picture. I can tell you that generally we advise a mix of both, trying to be aggressive with your student debt, but certainly not forsaking all retirement savings. And that really comes back to the value of compounding interest and how much ahead of the game you are if you actually start saving young.
What about people who come to you in their 50s who haven't prioritized saving for retirement? What should they do to catch up and make sure that they're able to live on their savings when they've stopped working?
if you're coming to us at age 50 and you really haven't started anything, we're having tough conversations about where you can cut back and how you can save, because at that point, the monthly savings need is significant to meet any type of retirement picture. And then, of course, we're actually looking at lifestyle in retirement and what they expect that to look like. So that's a very tough conversation that we have to have.
Do you ever counsel anyone to just decide to work longer, that maybe they shouldn't retire as early as they had plan to retire?
Absolutely. CFPs have quite a few tools in their tool belt these days, some very sophisticated software that can do planning. And when we have people come in their 50s, a lot of times we're looking at what does your picture look like if you retire at age 60, 63, or 65? You know, what do you have to do at each of those ages? And it's amazing how just a one-year delay in retirement can have a very significant impact. Not only are you delaying tapping into your nest egg, but you're saving for another year. Quite often we come back and say, if you want a good positive picture, you know, you probably need to work a couple more years.
Diane, what age do you want to retire at?
I can't imagine myself not working. So I guess, I don't know, 65, 67, 70. I don't know.
And do you think that Social Security will be there for you as part of your retirement savings?
Absolutely not.
Really? Yeah. Why not?
I mean, I know that 10,000 baby boomers are retiring a day right now, statistically. So thinking of that and thinking of what comes out of my paycheck, I know that that's not going to be an option for myself or my husband when we are looking into retiring.
Well, how do you feel about that? Because you're paying into it.
Yeah, we're definitely paying into it. I guess that's what the election year is for, right?
Well, do you think that they should make changes to Social Security so that it will be there for you, or do you think it's a lost cause?
I think it's a lost cause at this point.
You
I don't
just
know.
Just let it be paid out to people who are at retirement or near retirement now, and then when it runs out, it runs out.
I don't know enough about what it looks like. I do know on the forefront of 28 to 35 year olds, all of my peer group, we know that that's not going to be an option for us. Paying into it is not our favorite thing, but I guess people have paid into things beforehand, and you know, maybe there'll be something different when we come into play, but we know that that's not going to be an option for us.
Jeannie, do you agree with that? Because there are a lot of people who would very much disagree with what Diane is saying and do believe that Social Security will be there for decades to come.
Yeah, it's certainly not reliable, in our opinion, for anybody under the age of 35. Often when we do financial planning, we remove Social Security for anybody younger. From our perspective, it's just too much of a risk. Anyone that's young, and really some that are even closer to retirement age, get a little nervous. We don't like to build that into the plan as an assumption because it's just too risky.
What about healthcare costs, Jeannie? How does that figure in? Because they keep going up. As you're trying to help people plan for the future, do you factor that in?
Absolutely. Inflation is a very key component of what we do. And it's typical to inflate normal expenses at 3%, but we have to inflate healthcare at 6%. And what we find is healthcare tends to be one of the major risks associated with your retirement picture. So we absolutely do plan for that and how we're going to meet those needs.
Diane, what would you counsel other people to do? Because you are in pretty good shape, it sounds like. At age 28, you've got quite a bit saved for retirement along with your husband. What's your advice to others?
I always say start now. I talk to candidates because I'm a recruiter all the time, and I always say your retirement is closer than you think. So start asking the questions. Start a Roth, start a 401k. Even if you can put in $50 a month, it compacts so quickly. So starting at a younger age is definitely going to help you. And even if we have to cut back a little bit on our retirement to live the life that we're trying to live now, at least we have something going towards it.
You know, Jeannie, one of the things that a lot of millennials do is they jump from job to job. They don't stay in the same place. So maybe it's not quite as easy for them to save for retirement as somebody who starts a job and stays in it for 30 or 40 years. How does that change the planning for retirement?
Oh, it changes it significantly. This would probably be my soapbox issue with millennials if I had one. And the problem is it compounds. So we don't have the pension plans like we used to have. We have the 401ks, and most of those have an eligibility period of a year.
Right.
When you finally get into the plan, there's limitations on vesting. You have to be with the company so long to be entitled to the entire match. And then on the other side, if you leave and your account balance is too small, many plans force you to cash out. And what we're not doing is slowly letting that snowball grow. We're job hopping. We're cashing out these small balances, paying the plan, and we're losing that seed money that we start out with in our 20s. So what it's become for the millennials is they just have to take so much more ownership of their retirement picture. It used to just be you went in your company's pension plan and they took care of you. Now millennials have to make an effort to enroll in the plan, contribute to the plan, and when they leave the job, take whatever they have available to them with them and continue to grow that.
That's Jeannie Fisher, who's a certified financial planner at Argy Financial Group in Bowling Green, Kentucky. We've also been speaking with one of her clients, Diane Fedor, in Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.